Well, it appears like some families maybe need to take your children out into the country. Although I'm sure the sheep and goats are glad that they're not in town today. Let's pray. Lord, we rejoice that you continue to speak to us through your word. And we know that your spirit is alive and active through this word in our hearts, in our minds, and in our lives. Lord, you have brought us to a place of repentance, to confess our transgressions before you and to bend the knee that we might receive your mercy and forgiveness for our sins. So, Lord, we pray today that you would continue to speak to us, continue to strengthen us, and continue through your Spirit to draw us to yourself. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So, forgive me, today is a little bit more technical in our message than normal, but sometimes it's helpful for us to see a more narrow application of God's Word than a broad one. And so, it's important for us to realize, and most of you would know, that it's really quite impossible to have a relationship with someone who you never see and someone you never talk to. You just can't have a relationship like that. Though you can have a relationship with someone you don't see, but someone you talk to. Think to all the wonderful letters that were captured from World War II, from soldiers writing home to spouses or family members, and family members writing to their spouses as they were in theater. And you'll see some of those letters are very powerful, very amazing. You will see that some relationships even began through this correspondence and through this communication. You can see that sometimes these letters and these words exchanged, though they could not see each other, sustained and carried the relationship through the great distance and the great time away from one another. And sadly, some of these relationships were ended through letters like that. Words created relationships. Words sustained relationship. And often words, sadly, brought an end to relationships. So today we want to talk about the way that we have a relationship with God. Is it as personal and as private as some people lead you to believe it is these days? And believe it or not, Scripture doesn't answer the question so simply and so straightforwardly. So let's think and just take a gentle walk through the Scriptures, and we'll learn some things that will help us tremendously. Adam and Eve, before the fall, we know that they walked with God, God was with them, and God spoke to them. We know that God spoke directly to Cain, warning him about the potential murder of his brother Abel. We know that Cain didn't want to hear what the Lord had to say, and his anger gets the best of him, and he goes on to murder his brother. We know that God spoke directly with his servant Noah. We know that God spoke with Abraham. We know that God spoke directly and personally with Moses, so much so that they're described as friends. But here's what God didn't do. God didn't speak to all the people of Israel in the same way that he personally spoke with his prophet Moses. God would call, God would select, and God would choose certain prophets, certain judges, certain priests, select kings, and he would speak directly to them, and they in turn were called to speak to his people. So yes, you can find exceptions where God spoke directly to somebody in the Old Testament, but they are exceptions and not the rule. So here's the question. Today, are we the exception? Is it different today than it was for the people of God in the Old Testament? Is God more personal with us than he was with his people in the Old Testament? Here's what the writer of Hebrews says in verse 1 of our reading to provide us some guardrails as we consider these questions. He writes, "For every high priest chosen from among men is appointed to act on behalf of men in relation to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins." Priests like Aaron were intercessors between the people of God and God himself. Think back to Sinai. Everyone have that image in your mind. Think back to Sinai. No one took a nature walk up to the top of Mount Sinai to meet with God. I guess you could try, but the results would be pretty horrific. Listen to Exodus chapter 24. "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Come up to the Lord, you and Aaron, along with Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and worship me from a distance. Only Moses is allowed to come near the Lord, but the others are not to come near, and the people are not to go up with him.' Then Moses, Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, and the 70 elders of Israel went up. They saw the God of Israel. Under his feet they saw what looked like a pavement of sapphire, as clear as the sky. The Lord did not lay his hand on the dignitaries of the people of Israel. They gazed at God and they ate and drank." Not everyone had the same relationship as Moses. Think also of the temple and the role of the high priest in the temple on behalf of the people. No one just strolled in to the Holy of Holies where God's presence was located. If anyone were to do that, just like if they were to touch even the mountain of Sinai, they would have been smited, just like Uzzah was smited when he reached out his hand to steady the ark of the God, in which God said, "No one shall touch this ark." Moses interceded for the people. The high priest interceded for the people. He offered sacrifices for his sins and then for the sins of the people. And note that the writer of Hebrews says that no high priest selected themselves to be the high priest. They were chosen by God to be the chief intercessor between he and his people. So the question remains, do we have access in a greater way to God the Father than the Old Testament people did? Or do we also have to go through a mediator? Hebrews tells us that Jesus acted in many ways like a priest. He offered prayers, supplications, intercessions on behalf of the people, and in some ways, he said the cries of Jesus' prayer were loud. His eyes were filled with tears, thinking of the Garden of Gethsemane as he prayed to the Father who alone could save him from death. And the writer of Hebrews now says to you and me, Jesus is our high priest. Do you need a high priest today? And the answer is what? Yes. Does anyone just have direct access to the Father apart from the Son? And the answer is no. Hebrews says in verse 1 of chapter 1, in the past, God spoke to his people in many and various ways through the prophets. But in these last days, the days that we live in now, in these last days, he has spoken to us through his Son, Jesus. And you know from the reading, and you know from time in the church, that Jesus is unlike any other high priest that has ever gone before him. He did not have to offer sacrifices for his own sins first because he was sinless. He offers his own body, not a lamb, not a sheep, not a bull, not a goat, not a pigeon, not the blood of anything else does Jesus offer the Father, but his own blood, his own body, to be the final, all-sufficient sacrifice for sins. So, is it any different for you and me than it was for the people of old? After the resurrection, death and resurrection of Jesus. And I would say this. Jesus still speaks to you and me through his revealed word. He now visits individuals through baptism for salvation. The curtain separating the Holy of Holies is removed, and the very presence of Christ himself comes to you and to me in the bread and the wine for the forgiveness of sins and the mercy that we so desperately need. We say the creed every Sunday, and there we learn that none of us has a relationship with the Father apart from the Son, and no one can even be in relationship with the Son without the work of the Spirit. And so God himself, full Trinity, is involved in this relationship that we have with him, but we will always need Jesus as our high priest. Just as Paul tells young Timothy, there is one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus. It is through him that we have access. It is through the blood of our high priest that we are covered and can now approach the throne of mercy without fear. Remove the blood and fear should return. But because of the blood of your high priest offered for you, you are clothed through that blood. Forgiven through that blood. Sanctified through that blood of your high priest. And know this, Scripture also reveals to you and to me that our high priest, Jesus Christ, is always before his Father interceding for each and every one of us. There is no better prayer than the prayer that our Savior offers on our behalf to the Father. And so we continue in this relationship with a mediated relationship with God through the person and work of Jesus Christ. And we thank Him that in our praise and prayers to Him, that He governs us through that Word. When you think of prayer, prayer has to go together with the Word like a glove goes with a hand. And if it moves beyond this kind of means and method of testing that Word that we hear from the Lord with His Word, I'll tell you this, things get really wonky really quick. I had a friend say the other day, it was a pretty good joke, is you might hear somebody say, you know, the Lord told me that God is almighty. Well, that's good, right? That's a word. And it's true. Scriptures say it. But rarely do you see someone say, the Lord revealed a word to me and has given to me the next lottery number winners. See, when God speaks, we listen. And when we listen, we test. And when we test, we see exactly where He makes Himself available that we might be in relationship with Him. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we need the guardrails that You have provided us in this life. Lord, so many times we can hear what we would say is from You, but it's what we really want to hear. But Lord, You have removed that danger by inviting us to test Your Word against that which You have preserved and revealed through the Scriptures and throughout history and time. You have invited us to receive Your very real presence in the Lord's Supper, that we might be cleansed, forgiven, and resurrected. So Lord, may we continue to seek You where You tell us You can be found, and may we continue to hear You and check that Word with the Word that You have preserved. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.